Gamble, man, I don't know about you, but last week just blew by. I mean, it was absolutely amazing week. I mean, we were just recording last week's podcast, and here we are at it again. I took a little bit of time off this past weekend, but you, man, you just blew right through it. You were like up to your neck in networks.
Yeah, we had a bit of a messy job to take over. Had a little bit of, you know, frustration having to peel back somebody else's efforts that just been neglected. And we see this time and time again where installations have just, there's been no maintenance, no follow-up, no documentation. It's difficult. So we just took the decision, rip it out and start again. It added a little bit of extra time, but it was worth it. We got a nice clean result in the end, happy customer, good performing home network. For people that have just moved into a new house, and you know, my empathetic head on, I'm thinking, I got to get this up and running for these people, and you know, it's an essential part of every home now. And these people, they couldn't work from home, but they ran their own business, and they were really struggling with 4G data, not able to even make phone calls, Wi-Fi calling, things like that. So got it all sorted for them. Did a weekend shift, but we said, I think previously, this is a crazy time for our industry, the 3 months leading up to that Christmas deadline and Thanksgiving deadlines for you guys are coming up, holiday periods. It's just a busy time.
Yeah, man, crazy busy. I think you've mentioned it before, or this past week, you were talking about clients saying, hey, look, we'll give you some extra resources if you could just come out. And man, there's only so thin that we can spread our time to help resolve some of these issues. But you know, it's not only our time, it's manufacturers. Some of the manufacturers are struggling to keep their head above just getting boxes on the shelves, because as soon as it gets on the shelf, it's gone. And that, we're not just saying that, I mean, that's reality. This year has been a fantastic year for the home technology business, because a lot of those estimates those seed estimates that we've been planting have finally started generating fruit, and people are ready to harvest those estimates. And man, there's in some categories there's a shortage of that product because of how popular, how reliable, how easy it is to use, and people are really gobbling it all up.
Yeah, and I got a little bit complacent. We were so used to over the years just being able to get product on a next day delivery, 2 day delivery, you know, maybe a week is the most you would wait. But you know, in some instances, we've got orders going back to July, August, September, where we're still waiting for product. We've told all our customers that we've got to order early to guarantee. And I think yesterday or this morning we sent a fresh kind of round of emails saying, we're going to have to set a date for you to pay up for your product, because we're going to have to order it if you want it finished by Christmas or early January. And that's just the reality. It used to be a next day culture we were in. Now it's very much several weeks for certain products.
Yeah, man, it's just interesting times to say the least. And We got very comfortable with that next day delivery as well. And, you know, we, like most companies, they don't plan or don't foresee a pandemic.
No.
on the horizon, and, you know, giving anybody a time to plan. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we have business, to be honest with you, Gamble. There's a lot of things that we're blessed with, being in this industry right now has definitely been a blessing for us. And for those that are new to the Digital Ramble, I'm JJ Cannon, CEO of Digital Delight here in the Houston, Texas area, as well as most of the Texas area. You can find us at digitaldelight.com. Our primary focus is home technology solutions that are easy to use, minimalistic, affordable, compact. You know, that's what we're all about. And if you want to know more, check us out, digitaldelight.com.
And I'm Chris Gamble from Customized. Now, Without the pleasantries, JJ, I want to get into something I saw from Digital Delight this week.
Okay.
When I first met you, your videos were quite prolific. You would be releasing videos every couple of weeks. There'd be a nice edited Digital Delight video of an installation, and you know, things get busy, and we have the podcast as well. So we're creating content, but in different ways. You dropped a video this week that made me stop, pay attention, comment, like, share, all the things that you wanted it to do. So a lovely video from Digital Delight. Tell us about it and what people would see if they go and watch it. Because we're going to put the link in the description.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the description. But Gamble, let me just share my screen. I'll pull it up. You got a second?
Go for
Let's
it.
Pull it up. Let's see here. All right. If you go to YouTube, you can check out Digital Delight. You can also find Customized. You're on the YouTube as well.
We're all over the place, yeah.
Right? if you dare. And if you'd be so kind, just hit this subscribe button over here. And under videos, yeah, this is the one, right? This one right here?
The bedroom. Yeah, this is real nice.
Yeah, man. This was a really cool room that we got to do.
So, a bedroom. TV, blinds, remote control, lighting. What's some of the products? Some of the...
So it was super cool. This was an addition. So this client, he's a repeat client of ours in the past, and he had seen our videos, and he wanted a really Tuscan feel. So kind of like that off-white environment.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted very natural feel and approach to his environment, but he wanted to encompass and embrace some technology, but you don't want to see it. You know, you want it, but you don't want it in your face. And that's exactly what we were trying to deliver for him. So we used a Nexus 21 lift at the foot of the bed. And if you're watching the video for the Digital Ramble, you'll be able to see it, or you can go to Digital Delight YouTube page. And Nexus 21 lift, and this lift allows it it lifts the television out of the foot of the bed. We put this is like a 43 inch television in there, Chris. We
is
also
that,
wanted to make
that a straight up and down lift. It's not one of those ones that come from under and
yeah.
Is it straight?
Yeah, this guy comes straight up. We built a box at the foot of the bed. We hid all the components in that cavity as well. So he has a little cable box in there. We also put our Logitech Harmony hub in there for them as well. And this lift, it lifts it high enough to where if your feet are in the bed, your feet are not going to be impeding the view of the television, which is – you know, something that sometimes you don't see or you don't think about. In this image, they have, you know, like 2 feet of cushion at the end of the bed. So it's kind of blocking the bottom of the television. But when you're in it, that's not there. Mm. And so the idea was a single button operation off of a remote. Or if they wanted to use voice control, they could do that as well. And you hit watch TV or watch smart things or smart apps, and the television lifts up out of the cavity. At the same time, if it's during the day, the shades, and we did 6 Lutron shades with a custom covering print mm-hmm. on there. Just absolutely gorgeous, super quiet, roller 64s. And so whenever the TV pops up and it's daylight outside, then the shades come down. And then the client, we also had it when the TV goes down, then the shades go up, and the client really didn't want that. They wanted it to where, you know, most likely it was going to be nighttime whenever they were turning the TV off, and they didn't want the shades to go back up. And so we kind of left that feature off of there. And then also, if you wanted to dim the lights, you know, we have a little Lutron dimmer kit in there that allows them to adjust the lights. Super simple, a lot of impact.
So Lutron motorized blinds, and they were wired, not the battery version.
Yeah, so since this house was being, or since this was an addition to the house, mm-hmm. it allowed us the ability to run our cabling from a panel that sends low voltage to all the shades.
Okay.
And so all these shades are powered. You know, no batteries on this one.
And then the TV lift, is that triggered via infrared or is it triggered by?
Yeah, this one is set for infrared.
Okay.
And now the Logitech Harmony remote, the Logitech Harmony remote has over 250,000 IR codes. And one of them is the Nexus 21 lift.
Okay.
And so whenever we tell it to do something, anytime we ask a video action to take place, it'll trigger that lift to go on or to go up.
And then what size TV did you say? 43 inch?
This is a 43 inch Samsung television. Okay. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
When I saw that video, I just thought, you know, you got the simplicity, the ease of use from the Logitech Harmony, one remote doing the lights, the TV lift, the television itself, and the blinds, you know, and it just goes to show that you could have, I think, quite an effective control system for a room. Although the room is full of expensive kit, you don't need to keep adding to that. You can have a very, what I feel is very affordable remote control for a space that's easy to use and also configurable and editable by the homeowner should they wish.
Yeah. Yeah. And the client and his wife are just blown away. I mean, the shades themselves look in this image here, Gamble, they just look like a flat off-white color.
Yeah.
But in actuality, in real life, it's actually like a bamboo.
Okay.
Fabric. And so it really blends in with the overall visual of this room. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I really hope you get some attention on that video because I think that's a very nicely executed job. Certainly caught my attention, regardless of, you know, being a co-host of a Digital Ramble with me. I saw that video. I thought, very, very nice work. Hats off to you, mate.
Thanks, man. It's been a while since I put out a video. We've been doing those types of jobs all along, but I just felt like it was time for us to put another one out, and that one really had a lot of impact on me for some reason. Just that whole room, the whole flavor of it, man, was just done really, really well.
And did they use an interior designer, or was it the customer that?
You know, the customer. Sometimes customers come to the table with a really good designer eye, and this couple definitely had it in spades, and the rest of the house flows as beautifully as what you're seeing in that master bedroom. And we did a whole house audio in that home as well. I mean, we're just looking at the master bedroom there, and one of the favorite speakers that I sold them is that Sonos Move, man. They love, and if you can see through the window, they have a pool. And instead of putting a pair of outdoor speakers that are stationary, you know, we did a Sonos Move, and they can take it out to the back, you know, into the pool, or take it to the beach or to the lake or out to the soccer field, wherever they want to go. But he's like, dude, this is like my favorite speaker you've ever sold me. And I'm like, I know. It's awesome.
Spent all that money, and then they praise the £399 speaker.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, it's as a complete package, you know, it's an incredible environment for them. We did a little media room for them, for like a 75 inch Sony television with two Sonos amps, mm-hmm. Two Sonos by Sonance in ceiling speakers, Apple TV, cable box, Sonos subwoofer, Logitech Harmony remote. And dude, the impact, it just sounds so good. It sounds so incredible in that room. And it's simple. Hardly any wires.
What speakers did you go? Did you go in-ceiling or in-wall?
Yeah, we went with the in-ceiling for this application. They had some pocket doors, and they really didn't want to bump out the wall to allow for that extra room. And so it just didn't function. The function wasn't there to do in-wall speakers. So we went ahead and did in-ceiling speakers for them.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you know, I'm moving house in January, and I've been thinking about what to do for a surround sound system in our house. You know, I've currently got Sonos Playbar Sub 2 Play Ones, which I've had for many years. You know, no need to replace at the moment because I know I was moving, but I'm thinking, like, do I go Arc Sub and use the Play Ones and have a kind of Dolby Atmos sound? Or, but I'm also a big fan of the four speakers, 2 amps, and I'm wondering what it would be like running 4 in-wall speakers off of the 2 amps with a sub, obviously, as well.
I've never done any in-wall speakers for the fronts, to be honest with you. We've done them for the rears for a client before. And I currently have that setup that you were talking about with a Sonos Arc on the front side and a pair of Sonos Ones for our rears. And then I'll be adding a sub here very, very soon. That I think I'm going to create a video about that one as well. So y'all be on the lookout.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and it sounds fabulous. And I have it connected to my Samsung 55 inch frame TV. Nice. It's clean. Looks so nice.
So there you go, listeners. We actually use what we install ourselves. We're not like going back home to 9.2.4 Dolby Atmos.
You know, I mean, there are there are certain applications for it. That's just not particularly my thing. I have some clients that want full THX theater rooms that are built out to the nines. Not a lot of them. I mean, most people, they just want a good media room. You know, they want a really nice large projector screen. Kind of like that laser TV thing that we were talking about. Mm. Dude, that's the ticket right there, man.
Yeah, so we got ours. I think ours is coming on Wednesday. So it's going to be delivered Wednesday for a job. We're starting the following week after that. So we're excited about that. It's one of those squeezing it in before Christmas type jobs, but I think we'll get it done. In fact, we know we'll get it done. We've also had some interest this week from some commercial businesses wanting music, televisions. I don't know if it's because of a reopening at the end of this lockdown that we're currently in the UK. We've had some business inquiries specifically asking for Sonos and also asking for screens, multiple screens. And I'm trying to think what would that be. I can only think of these people reopening before Christmas and preparing for the 2021.
And they better hurry up and reopen. I mean, Christmas is, a month away. I mean, geez, it's close.
Well, JJ, our kind of hospitality industry, bars, restaurants, cafes, you know, had a long closure at the beginning, you know, right up until kind of midsummer, then had a couple of months of trade, albeit with restrictions, and they had, you know, incentives to try and get people to come out and eat at their restaurants. And then November closed their doors again with a hope they'll open on December the 2nd, but that could get delayed and delayed and delayed. Could they even reopen before the end of this year?
You know, maybe one silver lining is that, you know, the fourth quarter is my favorite time of the year. You know, we have some really big holidays. We have Thanksgiving that's getting ready to come up. We also have Christmas. And so maybe we can just repeat the quarter like at the beginning of the year in January and February. We just do Thanksgiving and Christmas again. I'd be for that. I'll vote for that.
Yeah, I think these businesses are going to need some support for sure. You know, I don't like to see small businesses suffer anymore, and it's just continuing, which is a real, real shame, especially that sector, hospitality. You know, in the UK, from my perspective, has been hammered. Actually, for our Christmas office party this year, we're, you know, because we can't do the normal go out meals, you know, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, go out drinking, etc. Our business is just going to make a donation of what we would have paid out for a big Christmas meal for all the staff. We're just going to donation to a food bank this year.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to get out to a Christmas party this year either. I think we're just going to embrace, what has been set for us and try to make the best Christmas that we can for all of our employees that they can have with their families. It's going to
Sure.
be interesting. And yeah, it's just going to be an interesting year. Now, Gamble, you did some networking this past week, and those networks, I mean, you have one network that's just huge. Is that right? Didn't you get into like a really large network situation this week?
Yeah, so we were asked to come in and do two jobs this week have been pretty big. Standard kind of UK luxury home, 5, 6 bedroom homes, multiple bathrooms, multiple reception rooms, big open plan areas, but also UK construction, big thick walls, steel, lots of glass. So one was a very modern house, which luckily had a minimal pre-wiring, built about 8 years ago, single Cat 5 to each room. So it had to be, first of all, really creative with the products we chose to distribute the network around the house, Wi-Fi and wired. But I was also praying there was no faults on the cables, like taking over existing wiring. I don't want to see any faults occur. So I re-terminated all the cables, retested it just to know for sure that we're giving it the best possible chance. Because over that single cable, we're powering devices using power over Ethernet. We're also then splitting that connection as such. We're putting network switches on, we're putting various devices, like Xboxes, TVs, outdoor Wi-Fi points, CCTV cameras, smart doorbells, all sorts going on this cable. So it needs to be ready for the devices to plug in. So that was a wired system, which I think there was 11 or 12 access points for three network
Wow.
switches.
Wow.
I actually got to use the new Unified Dream Machine, which is the coolest name of all time. The Dream Machine. Have you seen that?
That's cool. No, well, I think I have. Tell me a little bit about it, though.
Yeah,
What
so
makes it the dream
it is
machine?
dreamy. It is dreamy to look at as well. The unboxing is nice. So, single unit router, 4 ports, Ethernet outputs, a connection, your input from your service provider goes into it. Built in, it is a UniFi wireless controller, which traditionally used to be separate. We'd call the cloud key, and you'd have that
Yeah.
separate. It's got that built in. And it's also I think it's a 5x5 MIMO wireless access point, dual band, high performance, huge range just from that one device. So it's access point, wireless controller, router, and 4 port network switch in one. Really good value. I think it comes in at around
Sounds
about
expensive.
300 pounds. 300
300
pounds.
pounds.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But
That's not
piece
bad
it
at all.
individually together, you're probably condensing about 400 and 430 pounds worth of gear into one unit, and it looks
Wow.
nice. Looks real nice.
That's cool. And so, okay, so you had the Dream Machine. Is this the first time you used it?
Yeah, it's first time we've had one on pre-order since it was launched, and we've that was the first one that we've put in. We've got another two going in next week and the week after. So, but I believe it or not, as soon as it's arrived, it's out of stock again. That's the reality of products coming in and then they're just snapped up and people are buying in bulk. And talk about buying in bulk, I placed an order on last Tuesday for some Amplify mesh access points, which is our kind of 1 hour Wi-Fi kit that we use. I bulk bought two large boxes of them and dozens per box. I've only got three left. I've only had it a week. That's the demand for mesh Wi-Fi.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, network for sure. What do you have any top items that people are requesting, or is it not necessarily a Christmas play? It's just more of like, this is something that we need.
I think a lot of people are asking for Sonos speakers, Sonos Ones, Sonos Moves. I think the way I talk to our clients, we talk about them being ideal presents for kids' bedrooms, you know, get them a Sonos One each. Also a Move for the garden, a Move for the gym, a Move for the garage, you know, just Sonos speakers are still a great gift, albeit, yeah, expensive. I totally get that. But a long lasting purchase. Sonos, not just for Christmas, for life.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they just always update. I mean, it just, they're always keeping their product current.
You know, one of the houses I was at last week, people just bought this house, moved in, and inside the rack, there was two Sonos Connect amps. I want to say they're maybe about 10 years old. Uh-huh. And gave them a clean, gave them a dust, connected up some ceiling speakers, which the house had some speakers installed, identified the speakers, connected them. You know, they can't run on the S2 Sonos software, so the Generation 2 software, but they run on the S1 app, enabled their Spotify connection, added their Apple Music subscription, activated Sonos Radio, and yeah, up and running, sounding great. App control, added it to their Alexa skills. They were able to voice control, you know, a 10-year-old music system.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite videos that you did, and you got your son involved in this one, and because y'all, it was the new product, and y'all were testing the durability because Sonos was talking about how durable this system was, and so you had your son Jack get up on the ladder. You can see his feet there. Boop.
Yeah.
And it was still playing.
That's still going. I mean, that speaker's still going strong. That's my home Sonos Move that, you know, on Sunday it was outside on the driveway.
Yeah.
Whilst I was sorting out my van and washing the car. It gets splashed by the hose, and it gets, you know, the kids pick it up and try and take it out into the garden, and it takes a hammering, and it takes it every time. It
takes a licking and keeps on kicking.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Well, man, this has been a great episode. I enjoy getting on here with you every week. I enjoy talking to our digital ramblers that join us every week. I mean, our podcast has just been doing amazing in numbers. And you know, we want to say thank you for y'all coming back every week, posting comments, giving us ideas on other things that we can discuss on the Digital Ramble. So thank you.
And rest assured for 2021, JJ and I have got a big commitment. We're going to get a lot more guests on. We know they were hugely popular, the episodes we've done, the interviews, and we're going to line up some fresh faces, get some people back on. That have been on before as well to tell us about what's fresh with their businesses and their products that they're launching. So rest assured, it won't just be us two all the time. But we've enjoyed this last few episodes, JJ, with a bit of real talk.
A lot of real talk. You know, this is, you know, kind of a behind the scenes of what Gamble and I kind of talk about on a daily basis. Sure.
So,
all right, friends.
We'll keep that going. We'll keep that going. We've got something. We're for people that are listening, we do back-to-back recordings. So we're going to jump into another episode, and this one actually is going to be bringing quite a bit of heat. I've got something simmering, something brewing.
Ooh, fuego, fuego! All right, ramblers. If you don't know, find a home tech pro.